14-year-old Gesma arrived in this refugee camp on Chad's border with Sudan's Darfur region 2 years ago. She says she fled Darfur after ethnic Arab militias killed her mother, father and brother. VOA is withholding her last name to protect her identity.
They killed my little brother. After that, they caught me and then released me. I saw a lot of dead people when we were traveling along the road.
She made the journey to Chad with only her younger siblings and her stepfather. Now she works in kitchens and waitresses at a restaurant here in the town of Adre.
I wash clothes and clean furniture too. This is my work. The money I earn, I give to my family so we can buy food.
She says she is the sole breadwinner for the family, including her stepfather, who is unemployed. Social workers in Adre told VOA that teenage girls like Gesma, who work at local night spots, are often subject to abuse by their employers and customers. UNICEF, the UN's children's agency, says child labour in Adre is a major problem.
It's very difficult to have a clear statistics on this. But it is an issue. It is a big issue.
Many children can be seen making mud bricks and working in markets all over Adre. Kazato says that if they're working, they're not only exposing themselves to potential danger, but are also missing out on their education and perhaps most importantly, their childhoods. She says children who arrive with no caregivers are especially vulnerable to exploitation.
So children who arrived either completely alone, so with no care, without caregivers, like without parents or without any other relative, and those are the most vulnerable because they really arrived alone.
Gesma says she just wants things to go back to the way they were in Darfur when she used to hang out with her friends.
My friends were killed. There were three of them. I used to go to school with them.
With so many of those she loved gone and the responsibility of providing for her younger siblings, there is little hope for a return to normality. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Adre, Chad.